This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 8 o'clock. Guns N' Roses tickets. Be here for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Koo. Organic Koo is America's best-tasting chicken sandwich. Try one today at your local Koo location and become organically cocky.
I will.
All right. Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, my God. I wonder if I can have that. Probably not the sandwich part.
You can.
Just the chicken.
Of course you can. A lot of people wrote in about your diet, too.
Oh, really?
So we'll do some texts before we jump out.
Listen, I hate that. I didn't even want to bring it up.
Well, I'm upset you didn't.
You know, the thing about people on diets, they talk about their diets all the time. Like, I don't even want to talk about that.
But you're not. That's the thing, is you didn't talk about it. You accidentally tripped, and
no,
now I know.
Bryn's the one who said it.
Well, whatever. Somebody
freaking
tripped, and
Bryn.
Now I know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought you talked about it already.
No. I knew nothing of this.
Listen, and one of the reasons I didn't want to talk about it is because I know this guy's on a diet, too. Like a forced, like we're both on forced diets right now.
Well, yeah, but my diet actually in the last 2 weeks has been Amy's cheese pizzas and
Pot pies
rotating.
Well, because you're living at your house and the rest of your family isn't.
Right.
Because of your kitchen remodel.
Right.
So do you guys want eggs and toast or what? Because we have a bunch of interns right now running around with nothing to do.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is nice.
All I can have is, I can't have the toast.
Can we get one of them to like talk up a post? Can any of them do actual DJ work?
I'm sure they aspire to be DJs. Do you want to give it a shot?
I'd love to let one, like maybe make that like a thing on a Friday. One of them gets to walk the post of the song out of commercials.
So do we let them practice?
That's the practice, isn't it?
Oh, they have to do it live on the air? They don't get to practice with the song that they're going to do and hit the post?
No, I think you've got, well, I mean, you decide. I don't know. I don't even know if we should do it, but I just thought it'd be fun, right?
It does sound fun.
Here's your chance. Be
all
a
right.
DJ.
First, go get us eggs and bacon and whatever everybody else wants. I'll take scrambled eggs and bacon.
Anyway, oh, I did do the sponsor, so here you go.
There's a card in my pocket.
The coronavirus continues to be big news as evacuations continue out of China.
Yes.
For Canada, for the United States. I believe planes landed either early this morning or landing as we speak, but there are more people being evacuated from China as the death toll has now passed over 600 people. That's a lot.
It is astounding, the quickly rising death toll, and just how many people, like every day it's thousands more people.
And one of the people among them is the doctor that first warned us of the outbreak.
He actually got in trouble with the Chinese
government. He was later silenced by police and he passed away, it looks
of
like.
Of the virus?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
After becoming infected himself with the virus. They say he passed away. They say died on Friday, so.
Oh, we're just getting news of this now?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, maybe it happened today. Are they way ahead of us, or they're way ahead of us? In Asia.
Yeah, he passed away 3:48 a.m. on Friday.
All right.
What time is it in China? I don't know.
It's 16 hours ahead or something.
Okay, well, whatever it is, he just passed away.
Hold on.
It's 11:40 p.m. in China.
All right. So earlier today.
Right.
It's almost tomorrow in China right now.
Whatever the case may be. The coronavirus continues to be a problem and evacuations are on. Oh, and don't forget, if you're really into politics, the Democratic presidential primary debate, the eighth one this season, takes place tonight. So, and all the big contenders will be there. Candidates will be there.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
The worst part of these things is that they savage each other and they give tons of ammo to whoever's going to be competing against them in the actual race.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you can't sit there and be all passive.
No, you got to fight for your right to party.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're at the top of the party, they're going to take everything that was said about you throughout the whole process and use
that against
you.
Right.
Fun.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Fast fact, fact, fact. Oh, poor Bryn. He's in the other room.
American Express got into the communications business in 1979 and founded MTV, Nickelodeon, and the Movie Channel.
What?
And then they sold them to Viacom 5 years later. American Express.
In the 70s they did this?
In 79.
Wow.
Well, when did MTV...
Early 80s.
Right. I first saw it at my grandpa's house
in
New York City. I want to say, I think it was like right when it started. It was a local channel.
Yep.
And they were playing Asia, mm-hmm. Heat of the Moment, and The Buggles.
Love that song.
All those early videos were playing, they were playing locally before that even went national.
Yeah.
So that must have been
84. I want to say it was late in my high school career when all of a sudden, like, cable was, you had to get cable because you needed your MTV.
Right.
I want my MTV.
The guy who created Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda wasn't allowed to take a bike to work at Nintendo. They said, it's too dangerous and you are too valuable.
Oh. Well, they do that to movie stars sometimes and sports players.
We're counting on you.
Yeah. Well, you're not taking any chances. Putting you in a bubble, Biddy.
What?
I don't know. I just blew out of my mouth. I don't even know what I said. Bubble Biddy.
Working at a standing desk only burns 64 extra calories during an 8-hour day.
Does it have any other benefits, though? Better for your circulation or anything?
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, maybe just your ass not being spread out on a chair is better for your butt shape or something?
I don't. I would rather sit and then get up and walk around than stand all day.
A lot of times
and
people don't get up, though.
Well,
that's
would.
The problem. Well, you can barely sit still as it is.
Right. My legs twitching as I do this report, bouncing up and down.
I try to... when that happens, because my legs will get going too, I'll just like force them to stop. I just don't want that.
Have you ever seen when our I've been doing that while talking to our boss and he will reach over and grab my leg?
Yeah, enough of that. That's distracting.
I didn't notice that I was doing it. I just
My leg wants to twitch so
I
bad
was
right now.
Actually trying to pay attention to you. I didn't notice that. Anyway,
you got the Jimmy legs.
Is that what that's called?
Sure.
The Jimmy legs?
Yeah, I got the Jimmy legs.
All right. The only two artists ever to have their first two singles make it to number one and number two on the Billboard chart in the same week. The only two artists ever have their first two singles make it to number one and number two on the Billboard charts in the same week.
Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder.
No.
Did I get either of them right?
No.
Their first two singles.
You know one of them for sure.
Do I?
Yes.
It's someone from the Beatles?
Yeah. Well, it's the Beatles.
Oh.
And then.
Oh, so a group. I was thinking, I don't know.
The only two artists. The Beatles are one of them.
The Beatles and Elvis Presley.
Iggy Azalea.
Oh, really?
Wow. How in the hell?
I'm so fancy.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
And it's then the other one, I don't know what the other one is.
Oh.
Oh, Bryn's pulling up.
Bryn's pulling stuff
from
up.
The other room, look at you go.
Yeah, I have a full setup here soon.
All right.
I don't know if I like that. I like him in the room.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
There's lots of changes are happening. Get with the program.
I hate change.
I know. Well, me too.
Good one.
What is the worst possible Valentine's gift you could give someone?
Divorce papers.
A breakup.
Oh.
A breakup is the worst Valentine's Day
gift. I'm giving
Day
you the gift of freedom.
You're out. Have a good one.
That's sad.
You're walking papers is the worst Valentine's Day gift.
Possibly the best, though. In the long run, you weren't supposed to be with that person.
Have you ever done that to anybody?
No.
Me neither.
Please. I haven't had that many long-term boyfriends.
I'm flashing to some breakups, but none of them were Valentine's related.
On Valentine's Day.
No.
You didn't like save it up for Valentine's Day? Like, I'm going to dump this bitch on Valentine's
Day. No, one time though. And you know what? When you're in 7th and 8th grade, you don't really have boyfriends and girlfriends. Right. You're just you're going.
You want to go out?
But I did... Stop dating Cindy, this girl. I could say her last name, but I won't.
Is this when she cut her hair?
Yeah.
You're mean.
Well.
He took one look at her with her new haircut and went, ugh, we're done.
She went from normal long hair to the neck shave with the bang to the side, like the one length bang. I know, that was terrible of me.
So you loved her hair, not her?
No, well, I didn't love her. We didn't love each other. We were in seventh grade. You know, I know that's terrible. That's just awful. But that's what, you know,
mean
dumb little boys are
like.
There's
that one. There's the ripping up of the letter. You're a mean person. Kay. Mean.
Don't even bring that letter thing up. This next one, I don't know about this, and I had to look it up because I've never been one to use the term a butt so tight you could bounce a quarter off it.
Oh,
have you heard that
sure,
term?
Of course. Yeah.
So I looked it up, and there's something known as the quarter test, where you, they call
well,
it.
Well, it was for your army cot. The sergeant would bounce a quarter off of your bed, and it had to be tight enough that it didn't leave a mark. And so then people, you know, of course, turn that into a sex thing where the butt's so tight you bounce a quarter off of it, instead of it just sinking in and just drooping to the ground, I guess.
And it's just a man-pig thing, right?
I don't know.
Women aren't like happy to submit to a quarter test, are they?
I don't believe anyone's even asked me to administer the quarter test on me. Maybe they know. Maybe they can tell by looking. Yeah, that's not going to pass. Yeah.
So you don't know if your butt passes the quarter test?
Well, what does it have to do to pass it? Does it have to just be an ass? Like, I don't understand.
According to a physics professor at Cal State University Long Beach, the average person most likely has a butt that you can bounce a quarter off of. They say that
this person she's laying there in yoga pants, and that thing isn't really bouncing. It's sort of stopping and flinging off to the side.
You got to do it bare, according to this professor.
Look, it's just landing on there.
The clothing will ruin the whole thing. But they say
here, really putting up with it. He is bouncing that just repeatedly.
Butt skin is naturally bouncy. It's all based on something called the coefficient of restitution. You know this?
No.
Of course you do.
No.
Stop it. You're just playing dumb.
I don't know.
Tell everybody about the coefficient of restitution.
It's got to be something about why a butt doesn't just sag down because it's filled with fat and muscle. You know, you'd think gravity would just pull it down.
The COR measures how well an object will bounce off a surface. It's measured on a scale of 0 to 1. If something gets a 1, it means the object will bounce off it perfectly. Thanks to the tightness of skin on our butts, the average butt has a COR of 0.82, which
means bouncy.
A quarter should bounce off a bare butt nicely, no matter what.
So it has to be a bare butt, so unfortunately we can't do this.
Well, we can.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
HR is standing outside the door. All the way from Sacramento.
There's
they were like, are they talking about...
It's pretty empty. It's just our interns.
Yeah. Just looked Believe over
me,
my shoulder.
HR's there. They're always there, hanging over our shoulders, waiting
Benson,
for us to screw up.
What are you doing here?
I'm not in HR anymore.
He's not?
No, he is.
I was going to say. Well, another change no one told me about? It also means that number, 0.82, also means our butts are slightly less bouncy than a ping pong ball and have more bounce than a basketball.
More bounce than a basketball.
Yeah, you know. Right.
Let's try dribbling Vinny. More bounce than a basketball? That's incredible.
I know that my butt is tight, so I know that...
Oh, how nice. Let's take your pants down. Give it a test.
Well, I don't have a problem with you seeing my butt or whatever, but...
HR is right outside the door.
I feel
I'm sure they'll be down with it.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
This is just a question.
All right.
Do you feel like if you were going to show someone your butt in a random spot that you would need to look at it first to make sure that everything's okay?
I would not do that.
What? Show people your butt?
I would show no one my
butt. No. I'm not asking to see it. I'm saying if you were in a situation where you were going to show your butt.
Naked?
Wouldn't you feel like you need
to see it
first?
No, I've seen it. It's not. I saw it this morning. I was like, oh, God.
You turn around and look at the mirror?
Sure.
Oh.
Sure, look at myself. Because I got on the scale and I weighed. I'm like, what? And I looked.
I almost never look at that thing, but
yeah.
I do feel like if I were going to show it to someone right now, I would want to give it one quick check.
Just what? To make sure you wiped well? Like, I don't understand. What are you worried
about?
Oh,
really? You think
I don't know what
I
you're
I just
want to
make sure that it just presents well. I don't know.
Well, what can you do if it doesn't? I mean...
Then you don't show it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's
you can't see it. Yeah, well, I'm...
Random ingrown hair or...
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Sure.
TP.
Sure, that's
peace,
you know,
stuck.
Butt
I don't
dust.
Know. Anyway, this has gotten out of hand. Let me move to something else, all right?
Sure. I'm not going to stop you.
According to the National UFO Reporting Center, there's been a huge jump in UFO sightings last year.
Oh, fantastic.
Way up.
Good. What do they look like?
There were 3,395 sightings in 2018 and 5,971 sightings last year.
Are
That's
they all a
76% jump.
Are there random people who are seeing the same event? I'm going to need to look into that.
It's not clear why there's been such a big jump, although there are a few non-alien theories. One is that Jupiter and Venus were more visible to Earth last year than usual, and they stand out in the sky. Another is that SpaceX launched 180 satellites last year. Wow. So maybe that's what they're seeing. Mm. Do we really need 180 more satellites up there than we've... It's just space.
We have a whole network. Maybe they're going to string them all together and do some shielding, you know, so in case the aliens come, they can't just pulverize us without us having any line of defense. Space Force.
California had the most sightings in 2019 with 485 total.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm six of those.
Florida was second, and Washington was third.
Oh. Not Nevada, huh?
Not Nevada. It's Nevada, by the
Whatever.
Way.
Whatever. Area 51.
If you don't mind.
Or is it? Oh, no, it's New Mexico. Is New Mexico the one where Area 51 is? Roswell, New Mexico. I don't know. Somewhere in the desert. I'm going to go out there and look for UFOs. God, come get us, please.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Feel free.
Nevada.
Love to hear from you.
It's Nevada, Bryn.
415 says, a brother from... Oh, no, this is 510. A brother from Oakland says, I got your back, Sarah. The lighthouse was flipping disgusting.
Yeah.
And there is something wrong with Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, there's something wrong with it. Or people are just trying to be ironic. Like, oh, yeah, that was great. 5 stars. Because that movie's, it's awful.
Is it artsy?
Yeah. In the worst possible way. It's black and white. Like long scenes of no talking, like just people's faces going like.
Lighthouse was gross. I hated it. Stupidly watched it with my teenage daughter and husband. Ugh, it was the worst.
Yeah, awful. And I insisted because our intern was like, I've watched it 5 times. I love it. Remember Anthony? He was loving that movie. Mm-hmm. But his mother was the one who was right. She's like, that was the worst movie ever. I'm like, I'm not listening to you, old lady my age. Come on.
Just want to say I love you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hope you get laid.
Oh, thank you.
HYGL.
I will get laid today.
Oh, finally.
And I can't have beer.
What? Oh.
Carbs.
Oh, because of the keto diet. Yep. Lots of people wrote in about that, too.
Oh, great.
Oh, you know what? People agreed with me.
What?
Eggs are way too eggy alone. I know what you mean about eggs being too eggy without toast, Vin.
Don't you ever just eat a hard-boiled egg?
I will eat a hard-boiled egg, but I only eat the white part, and I throw the yellow part out.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But that's where all the good-tasting stuff is.
Yeah, but that's also, I can't eat that. Mm. That's the eggy part.
I'll take a soft-boiled
egg. That's the part
egg,
that makes it
egg.
Too eggy. If I wanted to eat just plain scrambled eggs, I would do only egg whites, and then I might be able to do it.
Oh.
The too eggy part is the yellow part.
Huh.
You didn't know that?
I didn't. I'll eat that basically totally runny. I'm fine with that, but I can't have any runny whites. They bog me out so hard. Ugh.
It's like snot.
It's super... Ugh.
You don't like runny egg whites either?
No, I like it.
Oh, okay.
Like but snot. It is like snot. He likes snot, though, too. So.
Well, no. I like food is what I like.
You should see him eat an egg. It's so intriguing.
You're crazy.
Well, I thought you guys were going to get eggs.
Are we getting eggs?
Yeah, I'm going to bring in a menu so you guys can choose because right. I'm not sure how the... You guys know.
Well,
we'll choose.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New music. Right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.